Another was to seek alternatives to make the best available to all our youngsters. Still another was to involve parents in the educational process, and a fourth was to work with the universities with regard to training and certification for bilingual staff. I think you should know that while the rest of us are expressing our commitment to kids by our work in the classroom and by developing materials and working toward training of bilingual staff, we'll also be looking to you for your personal commitment in each of these matters, and not just to your department, because without that, we won't go very far. Thanks very much for your time and attention this morning. Let's have lunch.
Their language and their culture, a matter of 10 years. And if we don't do anything about it, I don't think anything is going to progress. We're still going to continue to struggle through. And if we are, if these Native people choose to live how they are in their own Alaska Native ways, we can create education using their manner and their culture. The only different thing would be the language. You can be educated. You can study and become professionals, not losing, not being able to lose your culture and your language. Not everybody speaks two languages. I think for those of us who carry on our original background, are fortunate to have something like that. I treasure that. I have heard expressions from people who live in small communities who have been involved in schoolwork for quite a few years, and I feel that they are very fit to be instructors in the classrooms because of their talent. Children learn from them, they communicate with their children, but when it comes to going outside to represent their communities, suddenly they feel small because they feel that they don't fit to someone who happened to have a better English speaking knowledge. So for that, I would like to see maybe instructors and community involvement to encourage the children. This is their future we're talking about. That we must, I feel we must prepare a future for them because they are the ones who are going to take over. That they can feel free to express themselves just what they are and still become professional in many, many ways and use their talents. I have been approached by many people that I swallow, that I like to share some of them with you. It hurts me when somebody tells me that it doesn't matter whether our culture, our heritage is kept or not. It's just like telling me that it didn't matter whether my Alaskan race disappears or not. And that our Alaskan language was only used as a tool to create better speaking English Eskimo students. But we don't look at it like that. Because we feel we are interested in educating our children both in English and in Alaskan language. I feel our education in our own language and culture is just as important as the English education. We have many, many respectful ways that we were taught in our own communities. We are trained to do something. The boys are trained to hunt. They are trained to make many things by hand. And the girls were taught how to do many, many things where maybe the children in the cities go to the classroom to learn all these things. So education in any culture and language is, you know, any way you can look at it, it's still education. If learning is education, so it must be education in learning in your own language. This is a very new beginning for bilingual programs, especially here in Alaska. So we don't have set up for many books, many material, many curriculum. We still have a long ways to go. And I'm not discouraged, because as the time goes, I've seen many young people who are getting interested in just being what they are. You don't have to change your identity to become educated. Just be what you are. And it hurts me when I hear and have been approached by instructions in native speaking communities shouldn't be used anymore because instructions were anticipated to be instructed in English only. But that's not our view. Many of us parents who have children want good education for our children and not lose what they are. So children are confused, because we have been led for many years that education is based on English studies only. If we're going to continue and progress in the bilingual program, we have to go side by side. And we need more and more native teachers in our schools. Because I have done this myself, where English technique in teaching cannot be switched to Alaska Native way of expressions. Because if you try to follow English way of teaching in the classroom, it just completely loses its taste. It has to be in the manner of particular culture and language in order to get through to the children. And you have to have lived and experienced the life, the culture and the language in order to understand it and present it where it can accomplish something in the field of education for the children. And it's the same thing as English. You have to make expressions in English in order to get through to the children. It's the same thing in our own native way. It has to be presented in the native manner. And it's hard for a native instructor to put their input in the curriculum where there is a bilingual program. The instructor is told that he doesn't have qualifications to make curriculum in their school because he doesn't have a certificate to show that she is qualified to make a curriculum in your school. So this is where the confusion begins. I have seen it since I have been dealing with bilingual program schools. The program that is trying to be prepared in the manner of English teaching, when they try to switch it over to the native language, it just doesn't work out like that. And the instructors are very confused, trying to step by step follow the English way of teaching. It just doesn't doesn't turn out. I've tried it myself. So it has to be someone who knows the culture and language in order to get through to the children, and children learn from it. And I think bilingual program gives us a deeper understanding also for those of us who follow the culture rather than the quite orientated culture. If we are going to survive, I think it's good to understand the both cultures in order to understand each other, because there has been a lot of misunderstanding and not being able to communicate. Instead of fighting over how a curriculum should be prepared, I think the input from both native culture and the white culture should be worked out together. But without doing this, we just go around in circles and trying to see who's running what. And money is spent a lot on trying to come up with something that still doesn't work out. So I feel that working together would create something that is more valuable for the children of tomorrow. So to see this younger generation being interested in their reviving their culture, it's a good feeling. It makes me feel good to see these people that are being interested. I respect anybody's culture. That's what they are. God made us what we are. So if I change our original self to something we are not, we can progress just the way that we are and begin to develop from there. This is just the beginning for us. We have a long way to go in developing our bilingual teaching in our school. We have to do something about it, because if we don't do anything about it, another culture will move in, and our Alaska culture and heritage will be that thing of a fixture.